Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global EcoTalk Show, the show where celebrates responsible community development and volunteer work in Africa. Featuring your host is Eko Nagashima.
Thank you for listening to Global EcoTalk Show. This is your host, Eko Nagashima. We ask professionals, entrepreneurs, advocacy agents, and youth for understanding difficult problems like poverty, violence, and global warming in Africa, so that we may work toward betterment, faster and more enjoyable. I wish to help, but I do not want to get too involved because I don't want to suffer and I don't know what to do. If you feel that way, no problem. Our membership allows us to participate at any time, at anywhere. We have people from around the world. Each member does what he or she can do, but they don't do what they don't want to. Doing things with passion is important, and it is also important to be appreciated. Some members offer legal advice, some offer funds, some write and edit the articles, and others introduce network. It is very important, and it is not by force. It is a pleasure to work free from competition, backbiting, and politics. Would you not be excited to work online with other volunteers around the world? Suspicious email or computer virus? No worry. Your personal information is protected under any circumstances, and all you need is to get it on with your pace. Please visit our website, www.swatin.com. Here on the blogstopradio.com. Now it is a Global EcoTalk Show.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Thank you for listening to the 46th episode Global EcoTalk Show on 28th June 2015. We have our co-host, Timurua Adelegan from Lagos. Timurua, I guess she hasn't arrived yet. Sorry. Today, we are going to have a Nigerian guest. And guess where he is? He's in Japan, Chiba. He's a Nigerian, born in Nigeria, but living in Japan. I'm the host, Eko Nagashima in Kobe. We are honored to meet the president of NAS. It is abbreviation of National Association of Sea Dogs in Chiba chapter. Mr. Allen Umori Sony. His organization has approximately 1,000 Nigerians living in Japan. When he was asked, who is sponsoring the organization, he answered, ourselves, candidly suggesting the hardship of living in Japan as Nigerian. As an organization to support women and children in Nigeria, Swatin is glad to know the Nigerian organization in Japan, to say the least, as we have surged them throughout Japan the past 2 years. Supporting Nigerian diaspora will be very useful in supporting women and children in Nigeria. For instance, human resources. In Japan, we are facing problems called 少子高齢化. This means the problem of growing number of elderly and decreasing number of young generation. This is to say, we lack laborers in Japan. However, there are also problems or communication barriers, having many foreigners to come and work in Japan. This will be our challenge that require much of our good sense and wisdom. There is no organization in Japan that promotes the place for Nigerian diaspora. However, there are many useful human resources among them, such as those with high education and skills. Mr. Allen has indeed graduated from University of Benin, Nigeria, earned BSc Mathematics, after working for Ministry of Education in Nigeria. For years, he got married to a Japanese woman and now runs personal computer sales business. He says his organization, National Association of Sea Dogs, is a registered Nigerian charitable humanitarian organization founded by a Nigerian playwright and poet, Warren Soyanka, and six other students in 1952. Mr. Soyanka was awarded the 1986 Nobel Prize in Literature, the first African to be honored. It began as a university campus group, but has grown into international organizations with branches in 36 states of Nigeria overseas, including Japan, South Africa, UK, Republic of Ireland, USA, and Netherlands and Canada. NAS is dedicated to humanitarian, charitable endeavors within Nigeria and Eva Society, the members find themselves. Okay, let us welcome Mr. Alain Omurui Sori.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello,
you
are here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I was just introducing you. I was talking about how the organization was established. And
Thank you.
Shall we start? You can tell us about yourself to the audience.
You've done a great deal of the introduction, but just to add that my name is Sonny Allen Omorui from Nigeria, but now resident in Japan, specifically Chiba Ken in Japan. I am a product of the University of Benin in Nigeria, and had experience as a high school teacher with the Federal Ministry of Education before I moved to Japan. And since then, I've joined so many groups, including Nigerian Union Japan, where I was the public relations officer. I was also the public relations officer of Edo State Union. And now, most importantly, I'm the president of National Association of Sea Dogs, Japan branch. Thank you.
Okay. You are the president of the National Association of Sea Dogs all over Japan? Japan chapter or
yes,
Chiba only?
Correct.
Okay, that's
correct.
Fantastic. How did you become the leader of the organization?
In Japan here, we have a sizable number of members, and we do simple elections. And was unanimously elected by members to lead the group for a period of time. And since then, we've been functioning positively.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So, what motivated you to come and live in Japan?
Basically, I came to Japan first and foremost because Japan is a highly industrialized country. My intention was to visit Japan and read master's in technology. But, you know, in Japan, there have been a lot of difficulties in terms of language and the high cost of schooling.
Yes, I can agree with that. So you mentioned that you married to a Japanese woman. And how did you meet your wife?
We call it by chance. We met in Tokyo, like I said, by chance, and she speaks good English. Was in difficulty in looking for direction, and she was able to help. And since then, after that, we became friends. We met at a busy shopping mall, and I was looking for direction. I asked her, and kind enough, she speaks good English for direction. After that, we became friends.
Okay. So, mentioned that you had a difficulties like a language. Is there any other difficulties that you dealt with in Japan?
Japan is it's a peaceful place, highly organized. But the difficulty is in the language, inability to read kanji and understand it effectively has been a big hindrance and obstacle in many of my intentions.
How are you managing to do your business in Japan?
Yes, but
without understanding the Japanese language.
Mostly my business is English oriented. I deal with English speakers greatly.
What is the most advantage that you felt by living in Japan?
Well, Japan is it's a well organized and advanced society, and if you perform your function creditably, you have no problem. People are kind, people are helpful, and people are supportive when you also perform your part positively. So Japanese people mean greatly, not only in my business, but in my organization too. Living here is just great.
Now, I hear lots of story about among the foreigners living in Japan. They say it's very difficult to make Japanese friends. And in addition to speaking the Japanese language as well, do you find that the similar problems? Like, is it difficult to find the good communication with the Japanese people?
Look, initially, it was difficult to even make one friend. But over time, I began to understand the culture and myself being submissive and patient and follow the rules. I've been able to make a lot of friends, and these friends have been very supportive too. I can say now that I have many Japanese friends, not only from the place I work, but also supporting me in my business too. They've been very supportive. They are kind and helpful.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yes.
So, speaking of the cultural conflict, what did you experience in Nigeria, and how do you compare that in Japan? Is there any big difference between the two?
Yes, there's a very big difference. Nigeria is a multicultural society. we have many tribes, and we therefore have many cultures. And most of them, why it is peaceful, some of them are very conflicting. Give you an example. In Nigeria, the predominantly northerners are Muslims, while the predominantly southerners are Christians. Sometimes these two religions conflict.
Yes.
You know, which affect us there. You I'm sure you've heard about Boko Haram, Matasini,
oh, yes.
and other religious
yes.
conflicts. But we are supposed to be the same country, but this conflict is there, especially that of religion. But in Japan,
yes.
this is not so. You know, Japan, whether you are a Christian or Muslim or Hindus or whatever, you know, you can work together. There's no divisiveness in terms of religion. And Japan culture, talking about Japan culture, it's a peaceful one with coexistence, people with coexistence.
Oh, thank you
and,
for telling us.
Yeah, it's, they accept you for whatever religion or culture you come with, and which I found very encouraging and I'm going to preach that too in Nigeria. Secondly,
wow.
you know, in Nigeria, we also have this conflict of corruption and mismanagement, violence
yes.
against women, uncare for
uh-huh.
children in the streets,
yes.
which is very disturbing and alarming. No doubt it has
yes.
Contributed greatly to the underdevelopment of Nigeria. But in Japan, you know, it's a highly organized society where children are taken care of. The government is not corrupt. And things are orderly. So my experience
wow.
here, I'm taking it to Nigeria to preach. It is hoped that we will have a corruption-free Nigeria, especially now that we have a new leader.
I am very surprised to hear all these things because, you know, living in Japan, the Japanese especially tend to forget what is so good about Japan. But when we hear the story like this, you know, from outside, and it's just, you know, something that we appreciate. And we come to understand that there is something good about Japan. You know,
yes,
the Japanese culture does not encourage us to be very proud of ourselves, so to speak. So we don't see much of goodness about Japanese culture. So it's really good to hear. Now, what
Thank
do you envision your organization, NAS, in 10 years from now?
National Association of CEDAW is already a worldwide charitable organization. And in Nigeria, we are making tremendous progress in terms of our voice in speaking against corruption, speaking against tribalism in Nigeria. Apart from that, we are also in...
sorry for interrupting. Tinuruwa seems to be arrived, the other co-host.
Yeah. Oh, hello. You are welcome.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Sorry to keep you.
Yes, everybody.
Yes,
this is Victoria,
welcome.
The co-host.
Okay. Nice to be speaking to you again.
National Association of CEDAW and with their humanitarian views. We quarterly carry out medical mission for citizens, especially underprivileged citizens in various communities. I can give you an example. We carry out medical outreach for internally displaced persons affected by Boko Haram insurgency in northern part of Nigeria. You know, we are also building contributing to, we donated bus to, that is as part of our North Street Child Project, we donated materials, including bus, to Street Children NGO, that is Lifeline in Lagos, recently. We also built a sick bay for Aba Federal Prison Services in Aba, in the eastern part of Nigeria. You know, we also provided platform for debates and other necessary steps that need to be taken to reverse Nigeria into an enviable position. So in the next 10 years, apart from this humanitarian deed that we are doing now, we hope that our medical mission will grow in such a way that the underprivileged Nigerians will have the opportunity to have medical free. Now, for us in Japan, nurse in Japan, what we do here is to provide reading glasses. We contribute money ourselves and buy reading glasses sent to Nigeria for free distribution. This is area where most of our Japanese friends have been helping. They join hands with us. Apart from the monetary that they contribute, they also purchase reading glasses from all over the places, join with us, which we send to Nigeria. We are hoping that in the next few years, we'll be able to buy the machine itself to produce reading glasses for the underprivileged in Nigeria. It's a mission which we in Japan are undertaking. And with you there too, we hope it will be great. It will be acknowledged worldwide. Oh, is she still there?
Okay. Would you like to ask him questions?
It is. I must say it is very impressive so far what my guest has been on to. And I am very glad with the good work all the way from Japan. It's even affecting even Aba, you know, and the northern part of Nigeria as well. Well done, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matthew has donated some printers and textbooks, Japanese language textbooks, written in English. So the audience can send donations directly to Tony Allen. I will send the address. Mr. Tony Allen, this address, can I tell the audience, right? Okay, 15-2-211 Matsudo Shinden, Matsudo Shi, Chibaken, and 270-2241. Mr. Allen, you can tell them the your telephone number if you like.
Yes,
you like
my
to do
telephone
that?
Number is 080-50-92-7575. What we are urgently in need of presently is we want to expand our scope in providing free reading glasses to the underprivileged in Nigeria. If we are able to contribute towards that for us, we shall be very grateful. Particularly, we want to just not just to purchase the reading glasses here and send, because the cost of even sending it here from Japan is more than the cost of purchasing them. We want to be able to produce the reading glasses there in Nigeria. And I'm calling on the general public and Japanese people to help us on this line. Join hand with us so that we purchase the machine and produce the reading glasses in Nigeria. The mission of these reading glasses is free. And anybody that will join hands with us, it will be a worthwhile cause. God bless you all.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Allen. I think it's almost time to close the show. And thank you very much, Mr. Allen. It was very impressive and fantastic talk that you have given to us. And we are here to back you up any way we can.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
You have been listening to Global Echo Talk Show. Thank you for tuning in. Global Echo Talk Show を聞いてくださり、誠にありがとうございました。Global Echo Talk Show は第4週月曜日の午前5時生放送でお届けしております。参加されたい方、もっと詳しく知りたい方、www.latin.org をご覧ください。またはメールでメッセージをcontact@latin.com まで送ってくださいね。See you in 2 weeks at 5 a.m. Monday in Japan, 9 p.m. in Nigeria, 1 p.m. in PST. If you'd like to join us or want to know more about us, visit our website www.latin.com. Thank you for blogtalkradio.com for making this broadcast possible. Goodbye.